Hello and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Lesson, the spin-off of our Weekly Wisdom Tips, which hopefully you've already read. You might have found them on my blog post or in my newsletter, or you might have been introduced to them through a friend. Regardless, this is my opportunity to kind of expand on whatever the topic was for the week and just give you a bit of my reflections on the topic itself. So this week we're talking about gratitude and appreciation, and in particular, expressing gratitude and appreciation. And you know, the reason that this topic got my attention and made me think to talk about it this week was an email that I received from one of my fans. And what she said was, or the way she began the email was, "You know what I love about you?" And then I went on to read all the things that she loved about me, and it made my day. I mean, it's just an exciting and wonderful thing when somebody takes the time to tell you what it is that they love about you. And this wasn't anybody that I knew super well. There wasn't a strong connection or a deep relationship between us, yet her words were so meaningful to me and made such a difference and really affected my experience of myself, and no doubt affected her experience of herself. And this is the point that I wanted to make. When I decided to take that idea, the idea of being very free with my praise and willing to share, it reminded me of all the self-help and personal development programs I'd taken over the years, and how many people had said, if you praise, you raise. An action rewarded is repeated, and that if you praise people for their positive actions, they're more likely to repeat them, rather than denigrating them for their negative actions. So this isn't something that's new to me, and I'm guessing not something that's new to you. It's often more of a reminder than a new piece of information. But a very important reminder, I think, because we do forget to offer praise, and I think we, quite frankly, forget to even look for the positive in the world around us. We tend to let our mood determine our view, rather than letting a commitment or an intention determine our view of the world. And I like to try to live my life in such a way that I wake up in the morning and I decide before any circumstances arise what kind of a day it's going to be. Is this going to be a day that holds wonder and joy and positivity? Or is it a day that's going to be frustrating or depressing or fear-inducing? And I really do believe that we have the choice. Not that we have a choice of every single circumstance that we encounter, but we do have a choice about how we respond to those circumstances. So those days when you encounter somebody who seems to be frustrating to you, the typical attendant at the motor vehicles bureau, who's sour and frustrating and negative, and you know, you have to wonder how much of that experience is truly coming from that other person and how much of it is coming from us when we walk into that situation expecting negativity. And I bring that up because I recently went to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Montpelier, Vermont. And lo and behold, they were wonderful. They were actually quite delightful. The woman that behind the counter made a point of coming out and meeting my dog, who I brought in with me. I try to bring Woody with me wherever I go. Most of you know that. And maybe it was just the fact that she was a dog lover. I don't know. Maybe she would have acted differently towards somebody else. But you know, interestingly, in the same way that she might have not been as warm had I not had a dog with me, she also might not have been as warm if I hadn't been as warm. So again, I think we have the power, we have the ability to set the tone for an experience. And if we set the tone as being about warmth and appreciation and gratitude, we influence the experience of those around us. Some of you are aware that I'm a big fan of the play Man of La Mancha. That was something that really shaped me as a child. I heard the music and got a hold of the script when I was 14 years old. Actually, I'm sorry, 13 years old, and had the good fortune to be taken to see the play on Broadway by my dad on my 14th birthday, at which point I had already memorized the entire script. And the story is just so moving to me. It's the story of a mad old man who thinks he is a knight in shining armor. The story took place in the 1500s, which was hundreds of years after knights. So even then, to think you're a knight was a strange thing. And so he wandered the countryside as Don Quixote de la Mancha, fighting windmills, thinking that they were dragons, rescuing damsels in distress, who are in fact trollops and whores, and doing good deeds for innkeepers and muleteers and rough people, all of whom started out seeing him as a lunatic, which he was, and sort of putting aside his kindness and instead judging his insanity. But an interesting thing happened throughout the course of the play, and that was that as people spent more time in his presence, they began to experience the love and the gratitude with which he saw the world and with which he saw them. And so they started to see themselves through his eyes. And his praise and his gratitude and his sense of nobility began to rub off on them. And these very rough people, these road workers and whores and innkeepers and really rough people, were melted by it. That was something that made such a difference in my life that I believe that it shaped me from then on. And I think that that's really part of why I continue to look for the best in others and continue to see what other people don't necessarily see. And I would encourage you to make that an intention in your life, not just because of the good that you do, and it's not a Pollyanna thing, but to me it's a life choice that has incredible gifts. Not only do you get to see the best in others, but you get to see the best in yourself. And you are received in a different way from how you would be received if you were either negative or even simply neutral. It takes a willingness to commit to saying the words, to sharing your praise and your appreciation. And sometimes it feels a little awkward, a little weird to do that. But I can assure you that when you begin a conversation with somebody by saying, "You know what I love about you?" You've got their attention. They want to know. They want to hear what it is that you love about them. And they will be fed by that, because you know what? We all need praise. We all need appreciation. We're hungry for it. This is a remarkable revelation and truly a wonderful tool for business. Not that I think it should be used in a manipulative way or in a deceptive way, but I think if you become the kind of person who truly sees the best in others, that will influence your business as well as other areas of your life in a very positive way. So keep looking for that. Keep looking for that opportunity to give, to share praise, and to see the best in others. And it will turn around and give you a better feeling for yourself as well, and you'll live in a friendlier world. And there are so many ways to demonstrate this, so many ways to use this. You see somebody in passing who seems to be having a bad day, and you just acknowledge them, you recognize them, and you could change their whole day, if not their whole life. There's a story that a friend told me years ago about having attended a seminar in which it was encouraged that you find something great to say about everybody that you meet, that you seek it out, that you notice the good in others. And he left the seminar, and the first person that he encountered was a homeless person on the street in San Francisco, where there are so many homeless people on the street. And the guy asked him for a buck, and my friend looked the guy over, up and down, in a vain attempt to find something positive to say about this person. And the person was filthy. There was just very little, if anything, to say of good. And as he looked him up and down, you know, his hair was filthy, his face was unshaven, his clothing was tattered. But my friend noticed that he was wearing new-looking red socks. And so my friend said, "Nice socks." And this person lit up. "Thank you," he said. "Thank you so very much." And he smiled and he beamed. And he kind of walked away in a daze. Well, what happened was, several weeks later, this friend encountered the same man on the street, but the man was no longer dressed in tatters, no longer unshaven. His hair was clean. He was dressed well. The man saw him before he saw the man. And the man approached him and hugged him and said, "I have to thank you." My friend said, "For what?" The man said, "When you came up to me a couple of weeks ago, and you noticed me, and you looked me over, and you said, 'Nice socks,' it had such a strong impact on me, and I need to tell you that I was on the verge of suicide. I was literally thinking about going out and buying a gun. I didn't see any warmth, any comfort, any joy in the universe. I saw no kindness. I felt isolated and alone. And just those simple words made such a difference to me that I broke down crying, and when I finished my good cry, I decided that it was worth trying again. I got myself cleaned up, and I even found myself a little job. And I've turned my life around. And it's not perfect, but I'm on the way. And I have you to thank for that. And so my friend saved this man's life by saying two words, nice socks. Ladies and gentlemen, you have that power. You have that ability. Use it. Find the opportunity to make a difference with your words, to share your gratitude and your appreciation, and to look for the best in yourself and in others. And I promise you that living a life filled with that intention will clear a path through so much of the frustration and so much of the heaviness and so much of the despondency and despair and negativity that you currently experience, and you will be transformed. Make this next week a week in which you experiment with the idea of being grateful, of taking every situation and finding a positive spin on it and sharing that. And see what happens. Notice what you are capable of doing and how you transform your own life and the lives of others. Do that this week. Take the time, and I promise you great, great things. For those of you who are members of our Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, I will have a hypnotic induction audio recording available to you by going to the login button on my site and putting in your name and password, and then you'll be in the back end of the site where you'll be able to listen to this week's Weekly Wisdom recording, this week's Hypnosis for Change recording. For those of you who are not members of the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, I encourage you to become members. This is a very inexpensive proposition. At this point in time, it's only $10 per month. That could change. But for now, $10 a month will get you unlimited access to the materials that we put in the back end of that site, including weekly Hypnosis for Change calls that you sit down and listen to and relax into and help transform you at a deep subconscious level. I also want to remind you that these audios are available as podcasts, so if you're not currently listening to it on your iPhone or your iPod or your MP3 player, you can. Just go to iTunes and look up my name, Steve Taubman, and you'll find the Weekly Wisdom podcast, and if you subscribe to it, you will receive each of these podcasts for free. You can download them to your iPod and listen to them that way rather than sitting in front of your computer. So that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation about gratitude. I want to end by saying that I appreciate you, that I appreciate you for who you are, for your willingness to listen and open yourself to new ideas, new concepts. I appreciate you for the times that you've taken to write me and tell me what you think, and I appreciate you for sharing this with your friends and fans on Facebook and Twitter, and for commenting on my blog site, and all the ways in which you've engaged with me and shared this material to the betterment of others. I appreciate you, and I see you. I see you for your greatness. I see you for your potential and for the ways in which you're living up to that potential. And I want to continue to share this journey with you on and on into the future. Thank you so very much. I hope you've had a great time. I hope you have a great week. Take care, and God bless.